Start the new year in a new Honda from Meyer Honda. With a selection that's second to none, Meyer Honda has a model that's perfect for your needs and lifestyle. Stop by today for a test drive. Your gateway Honda dealer, Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois, MeyerHonda.com.
Trust the highly trained tax professionals at H&R Block to get you every dollar you deserve. Make your appointment at HRBlock.com. Get your billion back, America.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies. Join host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, to talk about the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety. Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis is brought to you by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the
And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
German pornography.
Oh, that's the best there is.
Yeah. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the day after Groundhog Day, the February 3rd edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. Thompson Price has a showroom in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270. We'll make sure you know how to get there. We'll make sure you know what their website is, and we'll make sure that you get your money's worth when you have your kitchen remodeled or your bathroom remodeled or a new cabinetry for your home entertainment room. Welcome, everybody. We're thrilled to have you with us. It's a great day because it's not 2 below 0 yet. That comes Thursday night, so let's enjoy it while it's here. Yes, a toasty 25 degrees right now. Let's do a round of introductions at the control board. It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are worried about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to get a fresh take on them with Mark and Jason.
What would be a good time?
Absolutely, right now. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Folks, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. He's a lot like Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Well, except that she's funny, but he's heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. She's heir to the Dreyfus Fund money. She's filthy rich. Dan does not need to work. He works because he loves you people.
Yeah.
And you need to know that. He works out of love for you. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He worked at Super Bowl. He's back already.
He did.
They had him.
Really?
Yeah. He helped head up the security team at Super Bowl. He's everywhere. Bernice is not everywhere. She's in heaven.
You are so kind.
Which I guess means you're everywhere.
Yeah.
If you're in heaven, you're actually everywhere.
Oh, no kidding. Wow. Wow.
Red Boy is already working on a commercial campaign to submit to next year's Super Bowl. And his tagline is incredible edible
what?
Cheese.
Hmm. Wait, no, that's been done.
Yeah.
Egg.
Incredible edible.
Incredible edible egg, Rat Boy. Sorry.
Oh, look at him. He's so. They didn't know that. He didn't know.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes, you know, great minds. Yeah. You go back to work, start over.
Oh, he's so disappointed. You got a year. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Sound great. One day, halftime show, Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. I'm telling you, one day.
They look at me like they don't believe it. We're brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. 17 years ago or so, we remodeled our kitchen. We've been in our house for 28 years this April. We're about to hit the 28-year mark in our house. And I like the house. I like that it's out in the woods and no neighbors can see me and I can pee in the yard and I can't see them. And I like it. It's private, a lot of trees. But we didn't like our kitchen. We never liked the kitchen from the minute we moved in. You know, you buy a house somebody else had built, and there's going to be something you're not wild about, but you like enough of the other stuff that you just deal with it and live with it. We lived with it for a few years, and then we decided it's time to remodel the kitchen. Talked to three different companies, got three different bids. The other two didn't even come close. Not in price. There was another company that was within $2,000 or $3,000 of Thompson price. But sometimes you can just tell at that very first stage when somebody knows what they're doing or they don't know what they're doing. And we knew immediately Thompson Price and his people know what they're doing. They're real good at this. Real good. And they also will not let you talk them into doing shoddy work and using cheap products. They also won't let you make the mistake of overspending. And I go back to my Sub-Zero story when I mentioned that refrigerator to Tom Price, and he said, you don't need to pay that kind of money for a refrigerator. And had he sold it to me, he'd have made a profit on it. He'd have gotten the markup. He said, you don't need that. And then he suggested a refrigerator, and it's still humming away 17 years later and has never had a hiccup. So good call on his part. He and his people are perfectionists. And sometimes that can be a little irritating and kind of a pain, but in the end, that's what you want. As you go through the process, you go, wow, they're determined to do it perfectly. So that when it's done, you have no regrets. You don't have any regrets about the decisions you and they made. You don't have any regrets about the money you spent. And you wouldn't hesitate to recommend them to everybody else that you talk to. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Sign says it all in the showroom. Says we only look expensive. And what they mean by that is you'd actually expect to pay more for what you're going to get in the end than you pay. They're not inexpensive. It's not a discount cut-rate remodeling company. They don't do that. You want a $5,000 kitchen? This is not your place. Check them out. Before you make a decision, check them out. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, thompsonprice.com. The stock market is down today, and if you watch the news or listen to the news, oh my goodness, it's like it. Let me tell you something. The stock market has been up, 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 one down day, and people act like they want to jump off a bridge. Yeah. Folks, it's gambling. All right? It's gambling. Whether you like that idea or you want to accept that or not, that's exactly what it is. Unless if you and I were in that network that we're not in, the players, the Mark Cubans, the people who know, it is absolutely insider trading, but very few people actually get caught. They know who's doing what. They're the ones that make millions in the stock market, and sometimes other people make money too. Sometimes they don't. It's the stock market. Don't act like you're losing your mind because it's down 300 points or whatever it was today. I'm already tired of the Olympics and they haven't even started.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding. But one interesting fact I picked up this weekend, and I don't know if you heard this or not, it doesn't matter what the weather is during the Olympics. They have three contingency plans if the snow is not right. They have snowmaking equipment for extremely cold temperatures that works in like zero weather. They have another set of snowmaking equipment for 10 to 30 degree weather. And then they have also saved snow from last winter. Did you know this?
No.
No.
Yes. They store snow from the previous winter in the mountains.
Wow.
And they said if they have to, they'll bring it in. How about that?
That's wild.
Snow from last year. I thought that was, yeah, that's pretty wild.
This is last year's snow? Oh, no.
Now, see, a real skier could probably get on there and go, wait a minute. This snow doesn't feel fresh. I don't think we could tell. I don't think they could either. Now, I'm going to read you an email that I got from a listener named Rich. And I don't go for this, and the only reason I'm sharing this with you, I think it's supposed to be a joke. The only reason I'm sharing it with you is I think every once in a while, people need to know what they can expect from this show, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. Here's an example of an unacceptable joke from Rich. Why doesn't Chelsea Clinton have any brothers or sisters?
Why?
Monica Lewinsky ate them.
See,
I don't know.
In fact, you know what, PN, can you edit that out?
Yeah.
I don't even want to, I don't think I even want to air it as an example of what we don't go for. So just edit that out.
That's horrible.
It is horrible. Rich, that's horrible if you're listening. Thursday night is Jay Leno's last night. I'll either be watching or I'll record it. I don't think it'll be quite as powerful as Carson's last night because they're two completely different people. I don't think people have the same feeling toward Leno that they had toward Carson.
Or as Leno's last night before.
Yeah, this is his third last night.
Yeah.
But I think people like him. I like everything I've been reading about the guy. He's a workaholic. He just seems like a regular, decent guy. So that should be interesting. I think the guests are Billy Crystal. Who's the other one? I forgot the other one. It's Billy Crystal and something. It just escaped me. But you know why he's having Billy Crystal on? Billy Crystal was his first guest when he took over The Tonight Show. I think that's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. This does not surprise me. I'm not shocked by this. He's a real actor. And real actors, people in the arts, are different. They are extremely insecure. They are people who, you know, Philip Seymour Hoffman, I read yesterday in an interview that he gave a few years ago where he said he avoids the media and he does very few interviews because he doesn't want people to see him as who he is and as who he is. He wants people to see them as the people he's portraying. In other words, I think deep down, he doesn't think he would ever be good enough if people really saw him as just Philip Seymour Hoffman. He wants them to see him as Truman Capote or whatever. And that was a pretty telling interview when he said that, because I think these people are, they're not like us. They don't know how to deal with being famous. And they didn't get in it necessarily for the money. I believe it when some of these people say all I ever wanted to do was act or dance or play ball. They really just loved it so much that there was a great chance they would never make a lot of money at it. There are far more actors and actresses who make nothing and barely get by than there are those that make lots of money. They love it. And he was really good at it. If you ever want to see a terrific movie, and every article I've read the last couple of days, when they list the movies, this one's not listed. But I'm going to tell you something. This is a fantastic movie. Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. Have you ever seen this movie?
No.
No.
I tried to get it on Netflix. It's not available on Netflix. Not available on my on-demand. You just have to rent it or Redbox or wherever you can get it. But what a movie. Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. And I believe, if I remember, that in it, he's a drug addict. So it's kind of prophetic. It's, try to remember that name, Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, Philip Seymour. They found over 20 syringes, if you haven't heard.
Didn't they find one in his arm, too?
One was hanging in his arm. Yeah. There were over 20 in there. Over 50 baggies of heroin.
Man, oh man,
over 50. So it sounds like it was intentional. I mean, with that massive amount. But I don't know. I don't know what that means. I do know this. This heroin must be some fantastic feeling stuff. For it to have the hold it has on people, it must feel beyond good.
And it's some of the toughest stuff to get off of, too.
Yeah, which is why I can never do it. And I've told you before, it's why I can't try cocaine, because I would love it. And I would be, boom, instantly hooked on it because I am an addictive type person. I'm the person that buys a remote control anything and flies it and flies it and flies it till I wear it and myself out. I don't know how to stagger the use. I don't know how to moderation. I don't know what that means. And I'm not capable of that, so I can't use that stuff. But he was a great actor. And he's one of those people that, when people start mentioning Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, they seem to not think of his name, but they should have, because he's as good as those people. And I'll tell you somebody else who's a great actress, and I just realized again this weekend how great she is, because I saw a movie that's getting horrible reviews. And I told you last week, I'm done with this whole Rotten Tomatoes, what the critics thought, what the viewers thought, because Her with Joaquin Phoenix got rave reviews. What a piece of crap. So I went to see a movie this weekend called Labor Day with Kate Winslet, a fantastic actress.
I like her.
And Josh Brolin. And my wife and I both loved this movie. It got horrible reviews. I read one this morning, and it said, my goodness, what a waste of great talent. I thought, I couldn't disagree with you more. It's not a shoot 'em up, violent. Maybe it's missing all the elements they think a movie has to have. But, again, Kate Winslet knocks it out of the park. What a believable actress she is. Woody Allen, pervert. If you haven't read Dylan Allen's open letter about what he did to her, go to the website of the New York Post. It's there. In our own STL Today site for the Post-Dispatch, if you get a chance, read Todd Frankel's article about a guy down in Cape Girardeau who's lost everything to meth. He was a writer, a crime reporter for a newspaper down there, and he has lost it all to his meth habit. It's a terrific story written by Todd Frankel of the Post-Dispatch. James Taylor is coming to the Verizon Amphitheater June 24th.
Yeah, sorry.
I couldn't go to a James Taylor concert. I know the guy's talented. Well, he had a big addiction problem too, didn't he?
Yeah, Taylor. He did.
I just don't think I could. It's like Kenny G or Yanni. I don't think I could sit through a concert of those people. Bruce Jenner's becoming a woman. That is official. Oh, man, that's going to be a great story for a long time. And I want to apologize for something that some people may have heard. Not many, because it was on John Carney's show, but some people might have heard it. He had a woman on the air on the phone with him talking about Bruce Jenner, and here's exactly what she said. She said, everybody knows that Kris Jenner has had his balls in her purse forever. We don't go for that. We don't go for that.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that's Carney for you. We don't go for that.
Wow.
Beyond, you know, we would have edited that out.
Yo, sure.
But I heard it with my own ears. Kris Jenner has had his balls in her purse forever.
Mm.
That Carney show.
That's heavy.
It is heavy. I hope the FCC wasn't listening. If you see a newsstand, pick up People Magazine. You don't have to buy it. Just look at the cover. Christie Brinkley is on the cover at 60. Boom. You're not going to believe it. Open it up and look at the pictures of her.
She still looks like she did in the
Vacation.
Well,
vacation.
They say in the story she could pass for half her age,
yeah.
30.
Unbelievable.
Wow, and she's had nothing done. It's just good genes. But here's what she says she eats, and this is why I want to die earlier and not live long if I had to eat like this. For breakfast, she says, I start my day with coffee and coconut milk and hazelnut creamer. Then I have sheep's milk yogurt with fruit, with wheat germ, and a Nutra, a dietary supplement that provides fiber and omega-3 antioxidants. That's her breakfast. Here's her lunch. She says, my snack is melon and walnuts. I recently discovered Pure Prana, a turmeric drink that boosts energy. And lunch is usually leftovers from dinner, beans and vegetables.
Mm.
Her sweet treat is cold coconut water.
What?
Yeah. No thanks.
Cold coconut water.
I'll look old and die sooner.
Doesn't that act as a laxative?
I don't know, but have you ever tasted coconut juice?
Yes.
Milk?
Yes.
Ugh.
Right out of a coconut.
Yeah.
It's
not
weird.
Not great. But hey, she looks fantastic. Christie Brinkley, People Magazine. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy goes to see his pastor. Pastor's fairly new at the church, so he doesn't know the members of the congregation very well. He's met a few of them, but this guy asks for a meeting in the pastor's office, and the pastor closes the door and says, what's on your mind? He said, Pastor, something terrible is happening, and I have to talk to somebody about it. And the pastor says, what's wrong? He says, my wife is poisoning me. And the pastor said, what? He said, yes. The pastor said, now hold on here. Do you think she's poisoning? He says, no. I'm telling you, I am positive. She's trying, little by little, she is trying to poison me. Pastor, I don't know. I just don't know what to do. I don't know what, please, is there anything you can do? He said, maybe I'll talk to her while you're at work. I'll go by your house and just, you know, I'll act like I'm just paying a call on a member of the congregation, and maybe I can get some insight as to what's going on in this woman's head and what she's about. I'll do that for you. So he does. And the pastor comes by the guy's workplace the next day. And he says, listen, he says, I went by your house and I spent 3 hours with your wife. Take the poison.
Meet me. All right, we'll see how the roads look right now and check traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
It's pretty heavy right now. If you're traveling westbound 40, you're going to start slowing down right at Grand, and it's going to carry you all the way through McCausland. A little heavy from 270 through 141. Southbound 270, you're stacking up from Page down through the Clayton Road overpass, and then it's just a little off the pace down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40, we're slowing, approaching Jefferson. It's near, closer to Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 55, some slow pockets from about Arsenal down through 4500 South Broadway. You're going to find a few slow pockets again from Bayless to Lindbergh. On westbound 70, you're running heavy from 170 through Cypress. Northbound 170, stop and go. Highway 70 up through Frost. And southbound 170, you are stop and go now from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Olive down through Highway 40. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. A better for you dinner is around the corner at Subway. Find the American Heart Association heart check mark on many fresh fit meals like the 6-inch Subway Club or double chicken chop salad. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRF.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
As always, we open up the phone lines on a Tuesday. It's Ticked Off Tuesday, your chance to vent. Why do I have this feeling it'll be weather related, driving related? We're sort of the pregame to the Tuesday storm. We'll be here for you. Also, Catherine Payne, St. Louis's own, recently appeared on Let's Make a Deal. And in the noon hour, it's Ask the Novice.
The Martin Kilcoin Show, weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
This is Scott Sherman. I'm here with Steve Scowron of the St. Louis Home Retention Group. You know, Steve, I watch these TV commercials, and every time I try to get my mortgage refinanced, I'm told my credit score is too low. But that's not the problem, and that's not the case with the St. Louis Home Retention Group. You can still help me.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. What we do is we use specific programs that either the government or independent lenders are offering homeowners in lieu of foreclosure that will allow you to not only lower your interest rate and lower your mortgage payment, but bring your loan current from any and all arrears that have accrued to date. That's who St. Louis Home Retention Group is. We offer a service entirely unique to anything that the 99.99s of the world could offer you.
Over a 90% success rate. They've helped over 500 area families. How do folks get in touch with you?
Best way to get a hold of us, Scott, is by calling us right here in St. Louis at 636-527-5121. Or you can reach us on our website at stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
St. Louis Home Retention Group, helping families one home at a time.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock, PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
Frederick Roofing. Frontenac to Ferguson, Beamer to Ladue, town and country and more. Warsome Woods to Wentzville, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing. Frederick Roofing, wherever you live from. All of them to Ellisville to Pear. Jennings, O'Fallon to O'Fallon.
St. Louis, Missouri, 314-645-2000.
I'm just calling to let you know what a great experience I had.
You really got us to a better place.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. People all over St. Louis are taking advantage of our low interest rates and great customer service. Home values are rising, and with rates still so low, the time to refinance is right now.
You know, after you told me how much money I could save every month, I thought, well, that's almost a car payment.
Don't be left behind. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants. Pay off those high interest rate credit cards and save hundreds, even thousands of dollars.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the threes, make the call today. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
It's the 11th annual World's Greatest Sports Trivia Championship, Friday, February 7th at Rams Park. It's a fundraiser every year for St. Patrick's Center, and you're invited. If you have what it takes to be with the best and the brightest, this trivia night is for you. Kara Henderson-Snead and Rams GM Les Snead will host an action-packed event. Free tickets, great prizes, and a chance to be the best trivia team on the planet. Friday, February 7th at Rams Park. To find out more, sportstriviachampionship.org.
Why is Michael Riggio, known as Mr. Auto Sales?
I give up.
No worries.
Why no worries?
Michael Riggio Auto Sales has high-quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. They specialize in making their vehicles top of the line before the sale, and the buying experience is painless. So, no worries.
No worries?
No worries. And they have rates as low as 1.7%. Just go to mrautosales.net and check out their inventory that stands second to none. Michael Riggio Auto Sales, worry-free zone. It's located at Hampton and Watson, right by the hill.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone. Let me go home. Let me go home and start.
That is the music. That means it is time to check in with Mike Evans. I would imagine he has a whole lot to talk about today, so let's get to it. We need to make sure you know he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're in Chesterfield Valley, and they're closed today because today is Monday, but that's the only day they're closed. And the other days, you're going to see a full parking lot, always full. Most restaurants suffer Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Not this restaurant, not this smokehouse. You'll see why when you visit either Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market, Chesterfield Valley. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. You got a lot to talk about today, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, remember I was telling you about that golf course, Stone Eagle?
Yeah.
I played a day shot at 82.
That means a lot to people, I think.
Well, yeah. Really, golfers out there, imagine a really hard golf course shot an 82 on it today.
That's good for you.
Yeah. Pop quiz question. Final football pop quiz question, because football is over. Name the name of the only United States president to play college football and be named an All-American. This is so easy. I'm not even going to give you a multiple choice. You can ferret it out yourself. Final Super Bowl thoughts. Everything about the New York Super Bowl was bad. The game was hideous. It was a financial bust. Some say that the NFL can't even pay the security. It was so expensive that the government will have to pick it up, $30, $40 million, just for security. Hotels, restaurants, events, cabs, souvenirs, all lost money. It was down from the week before the Super Bowl. There were tickets being sold at the Super Bowl at the MetLife Stadium before the kickoff that were being sold under the face value. which has never happened before. I mean, the whole thing was just a disaster.
But I think people anticipated the worst, and it didn't happen. It wasn't freezing cold. It, you know, it didn't happen. But it scared people off, and it kept people from wanting to go. Well, between the security and the weather issues that might have been.
That might have been a part of the problem. But the biggest problem is people in New York don't care about the Super Bowl if their team isn't in it. That's the biggest problem.
Right.
So you had no local interest at all. And the most ridiculous thing is half of the events were out by the stadium in New Jersey, half were in the city, and getting around New York City is damn near impossible anyway.
Even on a regular day.
On a regular day. So you had to go 30 miles or 25 miles to go from event to event in traffic and nobody wanted to do it. I mean, it was absolutely horrible. Worst Super Bowl ever in the history of the 48 years.
I will tell you, though, that I didn't bail the third quarter, fourth quarter, because it was so unbelievable that I literally thought, I got to see how much worse this can get. Is it going to be 60 to nothing? I mean, or to 8 in the end? It was. I couldn't stop.
It kept getting worse.
Yeah.
My favorite TV commercials were, I like the butt spot with the dude on the hidden camera.
All right,
yeah, that was good.
I don't know if I Oh, yeah, the guy that didn't know he was in a commercial. Okay.
Right. I like the Tim Tebow commercials.
Yeah, they were great.
I like the big-headed dog.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
who's it for? See, that's the problem.
I think it was for a Hyundai car.
No, Audi. No. That's the problem.
Audi.
That's why it's wasted money.
I agree. I love the yogurt commercial with the Barron store.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was
very
funny.
Good.
The John Stamos commercial was good. I thought that the Doritos time machine was good.
Oh, where the old man came out to
But the
get
better
off
Doritos one was the kid riding the dog.
And that was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. The yellow M&M I thought was good. Radio Shack commercials were good. I don't know why, but my wife liked the David Beckham commercial.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I thought Jerry Seinfeld's was lame.
I agree. $12 million it cost him. 90 seconds. I agree. I thought it just died.
Close the book on Super Bowl.
Hey, on the Radio Shack commercial, when they showed the people from the 80s, Mary Lou Retton, was that footage laid in from them in their prime? Because it looked like her from 30 years ago. Or did they just, with makeup and hair, like Eric Estrada, do you know if that was footage recently shot?
I don't think it was.
I think it's older footage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on. Anyway.
No.
Let's move on. Start off with the biggest Hollywood shocker yesterday was the apparent, and we know now, heroin overdose death of Philip Seymour Hoffman. One of my favorite actors. Met him several times, nicest guy in the world, but everybody in the industry knew that he had a heroin problem. He looked 66. He was only 46.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I told the listeners. If you haven't seen this movie, get this movie. Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. Fantastic movie with Philip Seymour.
I don't think I've seen that.
It is, I mean, it's great.
Was Philip in that?
Yes.
Wow.
It's tremendous.
He's a great actor.
He's a terrific actor.
What was the name of that movie about wine?
Oh, was it, not? Was it wasn't Bottle Shock, was it?
No. It was. That was a great movie, too. It was a movie about wine.
Not Sideways?
Huh?
Not Sideways, no.
Was it Sideways? I think it was Sideways.
Was he in Sideways? I didn't know. I know that Giamatti was in Sideways.
Oh, great.
Another great actor.
Yeah, absolutely. He was currently shooting Hunger Games 3. However,
and there's always a however in life.
80% of his scenes had already been shot, so the remaining scenes are going to somehow write out. Naturally, there's nothing else he can do. His best friends included Steve Martin, Jim Carrey, Tom Hanks, and his neighbor in the same building in the Village or New York, Jimmy Fallon, and him were very close friends. Too.
In October, he split with his longtime girlfriend and the mother of his kids,
and they said
that he let her have and live in the $4 million house. He was in a $10,000 a month apartment.
Yeah. And then the other story is this Woody Allen's adopted daughter going into detail how she was sexually molested by Woody Allen when she was 7 years old, until she was 10.
Yeah.
And Mia Farrow, of course, had called Allen a child-molesting monster for years. I totally believe her.
Oh, I believe 100%. You know, Woody Allen came out yesterday and said, this is disgusting and a lie. No, you're disgusting. No. And if I got to pick who to decide with, I'm going with the girl and her brother who backs her up.
Right.
And like you said, even Mia Farrow years ago said the guy's a pervert.
Yeah, and the whole thing was Dylan just got tired of everybody building him up like he's some god. It's like, you know, she's not in the business or anything else. She wants the truth be known, and I totally believe. Here's what's
really sad. What I would love to see in this country and in that industry is every actor refusing to work for him, but they won't do it.
No.
They'll kiss his butt because they want a movie gig. They ought to say no. We don't work
with pervs,
child molesters.
There you go. Odds and ends, move over, Kate Upton.
Yeah.
The newest hottie of hotties is Hannah Davis. Might want to pull her up.
All right.
She'll also be one of the main features in the new Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition.
Yeah.
Hannah Davis, you got her up yet?
Yeah.
She'll get you up once you get a picture of her.
Edit that out, peon. We don't go for
that. That's
kind of
horrible.
That's disgusting. We're going to edit that out.
Is that bad? Anyway.
No.
You got her?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Nice.
Oh, yeah. And finally.
He can barely get through it.
Have you? Did we talk about the True Detective scene with you yet? Alexandra Daddario, do you know about her yet?
I do know about her.
Oh,
but don't bring up True Detectives because I'm recorded, haven't watched it yet.
No, we're just talking.
I don't
about
care
that,
anything about
that
the
episode
show.
Where she took her top off. She should do that in every episode.
She had nice breasts.
Oh my goodness!
I'll say
nice breasts.
Grade A.
Name the name of U.S. president. Played college football. Became an All-American.
I can't think of it.
I'm going to go Gerald Ford.
I was going to go Reagan.
I'll go Ford.
The answer is Gerald Ford.
Yes.
Wow.
Ronald
Reagan
smart.
Once said, well, I think the President Ford played too much football with his helmet off.
whose voice were you doing there?
Mike Evans. Yeah.
Hey, look who got it.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember seeing a picture of Gerald Ford in the goofy old-time leather helmets they used to wear. That's the only reason I knew that, is I had seen that photo and remembered it. That was Mike Evans. We're going to break, but we are coming back for an official goodbye on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's check traffic. Once again, here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Well, things are winding down pretty well, actually. I mean, we haven't had any real accidents or anything, but you do have a stall on the westbound 70 near 10th Street that was partially blocking the right lane. A little bit heavy trying to get out of town through this press section. Other than that, we're looking at westbound 70 slowing a bit past the airport, but a good run out through St. Charles County. Southbound 270 is still slowing, approaching Olive down through Highway 40. A little bit heavy at the Clayton Road overpass, but a good run from that point down to Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 still stacks up McDonald through New Florissant. Downtown, eastbound 40, you're heavy at 20th Street up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Once you get over the bridge, you are slow from Tudor to the merge with Highway 64. Southbound 55 looks like it has thinned out. And if you're traveling on westbound 40, still stacking up Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 through Mason, and a bit heavy approaching 94 to west of Highway K. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. A better-for-you dinner is around the corner at Subway. Find the American Heart Association heart check mark on many fresh fit meals, like the 6-inch Subway Club or the double chicken chopped salad. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes. People you may not have heard of who help make our way of life possible.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. If you or anyone you know benefited from laser surgery, thank Patricia Era Bath, an African-American ophthalmologist and inventor of the laser phaco probe, which is used to remove cataracts from the eye. Fred McKinley Jones had no formal education but went on to invent the Thermo King, a cooling device that transports fresh food from point A to point B so you can have fresh lettuce from Florida in the winter. He also invented a device to transport blood and plasma to our troops abroad.
Despite Jim Crow, separate but equal, quotas, restrictions, and being treated as second-class citizens through most of our history, Black Americans have contributed so much to our American tapestry. Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
The snow, the life-threatening bitter cold, the worst winter weather in 20 years. You need to be informed. Stay tuned to the Big 550 KTRS for continuous storm coverage with the latest from Ameren, MoDA, the National Weather Service, and local officials. With full team coverage, the Big 550 KTRS is there when you need us. When you need us. Depend on it.
How did four blue-collar kids become one of the greatest success stories in pop music history? Find out at Jersey Boys. It's Broadway's Tony Award-winning best musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Experience the true story musical phenomenon that takes you behind the scenes and behind the music.
Oh, what a night.
Coming to the Fox in the U.S. Bank Broadway series for 2 weeks only, beginning February 19th. Get your tickets at MetroTix.com.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Mixed Fusions by Nicki Minaj. Premium imported Moscato infused with natural fruit juices. Naturally sweet, sparkling, and refreshingly carbonated. Mixed Fusions by Nicki Minaj and the Big 550 KTRS.
Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care today and keep your car running newer longer. For maintenance, repairs, tires, for whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
I sit on the bank of the Hudson River, looking across at New York City. On sunny days, I shine. When it snows, I get very, very cold. I've never missed a day of work. I can honestly say that I carry the weight of the economy on my back. I am 1 mile of CSX railroad track. There are 21,000 more just like me. We're all here to keep things moving forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Look, we're not saying it's right.
The Big 550.
Please say your name.
KTRS.
Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Thanks for being AM and the PM. Let's do this again tomorrow. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan. All
right, Dan. Goodbye. All right,
Dan. Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Well, what would be a week without a winter storm or two? That's what we've got coming this week, and the first one's knocking on the door. I'll have the latest for you.
A judge tells a local police department it cannot ticket drivers for flashing their high beams. We'll tell you why. A Missouri business is forced to pay up after some customers hit the jackpot on a Super Bowl touchdown. Find out what customers are getting for free.
Gunshots? Fireworks? What were all those noises folks in St. Francis County heard overnight?
First on Fox, we're once again on the winter watch. The St. Louis area is under a winter weather advisory tonight as the region prepares for what could be several inches of snow between tomorrow afternoon and Wednesday morning. We're going to check in now with Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray. With a look at our first forecast, we saw Bush Stadium
looks
there.
Looks a little cold down there.
Yeah, I don't think I would be wanting to play down there.
No.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You look like you're mostly recovered from that
nasty
bout with the flu.
If I break out.